Go. Well, there are some people at K-Chung who, I'm just going to finish my thought here before we get going on the episode, who just show up and turn all the faders all the way up, you know? Do you know what that sounds like coming out of the transmitter, Nicholas? Do you know what that sounds like? Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. So, anyway.
I was at a mic check once at a noise show where this guy set up like a million pedals on a table.
Nice.
And the engineering dude was like, "Do you want a level check?" And he said, "Sure." And they turned it on and just all the levels went red and the speakers practically blew out. And they were like, "Good job. We're ready."
Yeah.
And then he proceeded to just jump onto the table and cut himself up on all the pedals. And that was his show.
This was that MSBR or government? Was that?
I think his name was Ants Analog, like AUNT.
Oh. Anyway, different show.
Yeah. Welcome to the Talking Show on K-Chung Radio. I'm Nicholas Miller here with my tireless and somewhat sick co-host, Stephen Cato. Say hi, Stephen Cato.
Hi, everyone. How are you? And what we were just talking about when we started the show was that, you know, some people just really hit it hard in terms of, I turned down Nicholas's level and he,
how rude.
He thought it was a little rude. And, you know, it's not rude when someone's peaking. That's what it is. It's not rude. That's not rude.
Different strokes, different folks.
It's not rude. That's not rude. We're on the radio. We have a public duty.
To not hurt people.
The radio has certain limitations. Among them, a dynamic range that we have to keep our business within.
Yeah. I didn't show up to the K-Chung engineering class that Steve took. I was hungover.
Right. Yeah, this is the new ebullient Nicholas Miller and his party lifestyle. He's actually, I don't know if I should tell you guys this, but he's actually on the sauce right now.
Steve, come on, man.
Whatever. You know, this is K-Chung. It's a liberal place. It's
They don't need to know that.
Whatever. They don't know what the last guys were doing in here. I mean,
what were the last guys doing?
You saw. Come on, we're not gonna narc on anyone here. We're not trying to bring the feds in on K-Chung, but you know, it's a liberal environment. It's California, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think we should get on with it, Steve.
Right.
Tonight we have a very quick-footed guest who's come all the way from New York City to visit us, and she's gonna say a couple things. It's not gonna be our longest episode, but it will definitely be fast.
No kidding.
So tonight, here we have it on the K-Chung Talking Show, Anne Waldman.
White eyes. Observe from these woods under stars. The show on the stage seems strange. Friends and relatives, do not try to sort out acknowledging you've traveled to the other side of the shore. Do not dissolve. See your unborn children in their eyes. Three, and then two and one, and then one and one and one. And then dissolve. Watch them drive up, see their guns, see unborn children, see them dissolve. Poison green sky dissolve. It's a negative sky. It's all wrong. It's the pits. I cut off all reactions in my mind. I write it off in my mind. Cruising cops. It's a hard life. I won't dissolve here. Dissolve into her, if at all. Story. I go with the guys to the falls. I go with my friend, Little B. We fix our eyebrows, but we don't exercise. We lie around and compare. We drink and smoke and read a little. We always eat fuller out. We have a refrigerator, but no conditioning. We eat milk. We share a room, but we use the beauty parlor. We work a lot. It's a hard life. I like it. I think I've always lived here. I watch them come and go, and there's always the other girls don't speak much. And Mr. Leon, the boss, says, I'm looking good and all my glitter. We go with the guys and let ourselves be photographed in front of the falls when the lights are on. We've crossed over. We're in Canada now. And when it's white, it's scary. And when it's blue, it's hidden. And when it's pink, I'm silly. And when it's white again, it's time to go. I have a little picture of myself in front of a black cloud. People the invisible world with spirits. People the invisible world with spirits. I can see the sky this morning, freshness and change, Let it sleep and then let it awake is what I say. For if it could be heard, if it could be seen, if it could be felt, I could generate and then I could rest and you wouldn't be idle anymore. And I'd have done my best. But these are coincidences. These are the stories of the red races. They lived, they generated, and this was a story about the food. There were three sisters, the spirit of corn, the spirit of beans, and the spirit of squashes. They had the forms of beautiful females and were very fond of each other and delighted to dwell together. And their apparel was made of the leaves of their plants. And in the growing season, they visited the fields because they are so happy there. This triad was Deohako, which means our life, our supporters. And they were never spoken of separately, except by description, as they had no individual names. Fluorescent water, fluorescent sky, and if you're on the edge, you won't have to plunge in. Things are separate, do something about it. Make it one name. Name it a name no more presumptuous than the wind in the leaves. I live on planet Earth. I have little delicate ears. Let us abide in anger now. So how I got here is I met a man at a party. So how I got here is I got a letter. I got a letter requesting to be here. I could work. I could get money. I could bring my friends. I have a grand trine in fire. It's who I am. I can go almost anywhere, travel over to the other side of the shore, not acknowledged. The princess marries the old man, and there's no choice, bent on self-destruction. But it's a success story. A young maiden residing at Ga-U-Gwa, a village above Niagara Falls, at the mouth of the Cayuga Creek, had been contracted to an old man of ugly manners and disagreeable person. As the marriage was hateful to her, by the customs of the nation there was no escape. She resolved upon self-destruction. Launching a bark canoe into the Niagara, she seated herself within it and, composing her mind for the frightful descent, directed it down the current. The rapid waters soon swept them over the falls, and the canoe was seen to fall into the abyss below, but the maiden had disappeared. Before she reached the waters underneath, she was caught in a blanket by Hino, the Thunderer, and his two assistants, and carried without injury to the home of the Thunderer behind the falls. Her beauty attracted one of the dependents of Hino, who willingly adjoined them in marriage. For several years before this event, the people at Ga-U-Gwa had been troubled with an annual pestilence, and the source of the scourge had baffled all conjecture. Hino revealed to her the cause and the remedy. He told her that a monstrous serpent dwelt under the village and made his annual repast upon the bodies of the dead which were buried by its side. That to ensure a bountiful feast, he went forth once a year and poisoned the waters of the Niagara and also of the Cayuga Creek, whereby the pestilence was created. He also gave her careful instructions touching the education of the child of which she was to become the mother. With these directions, she departed on her mission. After the people had removed as directed, the great serpent, disappointed of his food, put his head above the ground to discover the reason and found the village was deserted. Having scented their trail and discovered its course, he went forth into the lake and up the Buffalo Creek in open search of his prey. Within this narrow channel, Hino discharged upon the monster a terrific thunderbolt which inflicted a mortal wound. One view out the window is not enough. One wound is healing. Not flashing, the gap comes to you. Not flashing, it comes to you. Ordinary mind, panic. Accommodate sky, it accommodates clouds. And we are known for not keeping secrets, we white conquerors, we chalk and dust. So now we are plundering. So now we are poisoning. So now we'll turn it all wrong and we'll let everybody know how to murder the sky and water. So here's how I continued here. I got to the airport and I met my friend, and then we got on the plane and got to the next airport and met our friend. I was one, and then we were two, and now we are three in a strange place. Constellations. We arrived and we got guided and we got taken and we got put away. Put away and not a bite to eat. We laughed a lot and we had beer. We had company and we were company and we went out to see the food and stars. We walked to two lights we thought were food. We came back. We took off all our clothes and lay in bed, not breathing. A tiny cell, like India. A tiny cell, South America. A tiny cell in St. John's, Canada. A tiny cell for little boys. Bunks and a table and a closet and no air. And I saw them in my head. And there they were standing there, the tall ghost tanks, the monolithic ghost tanks, obsolete ghost tanks, and I smelled the killer petrochemicals, and I wasn't assured. I got sick, and I dissolved, and I had a blissful dream in which I arrived at a place where you could live without breathing, and that was the death body state, and then I awoke. Let me read my work to myself. Let me explain. Let me show myself. It's all in the way you dream. And we'll go with the guys to the other side. Speak, okay, speaking, okay, I'm speaking. And if I'm speaking, I'm speaking to you. The rising cities of the north, the first lights of the Industrial Revolution, the rising cities of the north, not a way to go. There are four corners and four disasters and four death body states. To the east, a state of callousness embodying openness. To the west, open secrets. To the south, curry favor. To the north, harpoons. Let me go, and so on. Not a way to dream unconscious, I dreamt, vertical currents. Conclusions reached by reflective mind under inspiration of nature. For example, the colors are all wrong. No birds. Example, it's a possibility. Example, there's a house, and there's a sacred place, and there's a burial mound. Example, there's a sacrifice. So the memory of what one planned to do and what one plans is indistinguishable, and the sky reeks, and the antennas are mystical, and every moment is coming to life, and are you listening? Now are you listening? Let's go out to prepare the day for a new look at man, and let's go to the falls, the big steel falls, and let's listen to rocks and make them jump. So we arrived, we got dressed, and this is what we saw. Speed, debutantes, the original sight. A person making a house and a sacred ritual ground. A person making a miniature house and a miniature sacred ritual ground. And he's one tribe. A person making cools to collect the constellations, and she's another. Glass refracting, and a destroyed, packaged house hit by thunder. These are clues, and if you walk, you'll rest. You'll stop and see. We are living and moving and collecting and walking and disturbing. Room 14, Buena Vista Motel, one window. Collect the information, make it work. Phone calls to the petrochemicals, a list of romances, suicides, and honeymoons. A list of disturbances, power plants, get a telescope, converting sand to glass, etc. A list of friends and relatives, Tuscarora, the Rickards, etc. A list of ammunitions, what's in the black plastic bags of the Border Patrol, get their licenses, etc. Sine waves, get the circuits from Max. Charles has been here all summer. I want to stay in the forever situation. Continuity and change. Courier Express, Saturday, August 31st. Niagara Falls, Ontario. A body removed from the forebay at the Sir Adam Beck Power Generating Station in Queenston has been identified as Grant Chatting, 16, of 8793 Willoughby Drive here. This is not to depress you. This is to release you, and we write to get it over, get on with it. Police believe the youth jumped or fell into Chippewa Creek and was carried by the swift current into the canal, which flows into the hydroelectric plant. Are you listening? Are you looking? Are you panicked yet? Are you facing the void? Spiral currents, vertical drop, 350 feet deep. I'm the princess under the falls. I go down, I come up, three sweaters, three seats for anything you've got. Three in the motel, in the forever situation. So we moved. We spent all our money. We paid our way and made lists. We wrote in notebooks, and unconscious, we dreamt resplendent things. Silver water cascading down to a silent place. mist maiden, a tree hung around my neck, chalky books, the poet howling in the dark, etc., the dream about the little white shirt, Saxby once national police force, etc., Canadian helicopter on its constant round, vertiginous, virescent, a far cry, Hennepin, Gillette, the purple and white rope in the Afghani store, opulence, a funny honeymoon, Hopewellian, Stella, Niagara, moving o'er the wistful sky. An age shall come, the years gliding away, when the automaton will rise. And I said to the telephone operator, it's B for boy, O for oil, L for love, I for innocence. And all the time I was thinking, disembodied Kerouac, disembodied Kerouac, little ballet dancer with a big calf, whirlpools and dizziness. And if you're listening, I'll make my speech. Let me make this over again. Let me make it up. Let me spin. Let me address you and make you smile and make you wiser. But you'll have to weep first and go down under the falls. Friends and relatives, we have reason to glory in the achievements of our ancestors. I behold with sadness the present declining state of our noble race. Once the warlike yell and the painted band were the terror of the white man. Then our fathers were strong, and their power was felt and acknowledged far and wide over the American continent. But we have been reduced and broken by the rapacity and cunning of the white-skinned race. We are now compelled to crave as a blessing that we may be allowed to live upon our own lands, to cultivate our own fields, to drink from our own springs, and to mingle our bones with those of our father. Many winters ago, our wise ancestors predicted that a great monster with white eyes would come from the east, and as he advanced, he would consume the land. They advised their children, when they became too weak, to plant a tree with four roots, branching to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and then collecting under its shade to dwell there in peace and harmony. Here we will gather, here live, here die. So we arrived and stayed and wrote these things. We lost the touch for land, we lost the touch for gold, and we painted our nails as a celebration. We painted our nails as a parody, and we were celibate. We crossed the border and didn't get acknowledged. We crossed over, and having done, we slept and dreamed thunder. And in the end, it was all thunder. And in the end, it was all thunder. And in the end, it was undone. Undone sky, I dreamt unconscious, and floated up and over into air, and everybody was watching. Brinks of fame. They sit eating their salad in silence. A lettuce leaf tosses in the breeze while the fan makes it all the way from the other room in reverse flow. The sound of the electric guitar gives them a warm jolt inside. It drifts up from somewhere below their ears and then steps right in. A crank lifts his window four flights up at the top of his lungs, yelling, "Turn off the fucking amplifier, you prick!" This same crank gives up, lights a cigar, and goes back to the painting he's painting. He's a painter. Picture this, a nude white man sitting in a nude beige chair with a nude white girl sprawled out at the nude right, looking up at him nude, who is gazing off into the nude distance. In the nude distance, two strung out nude clouds with a nude green expanse below going off into the surrounding nude space, nude blue sky. In fact, a real bright nude blue sky. What are they thinking, you wonder, turning to the nude painter's wife who has just entered the room? Iced coffee for all. Iced espresso to be more exact. Iced espresso to be more exact, slipping down your throat into your very tanned stomach. A neighbor you know slightly is having a nervous breakdown. He can't take this place any longer. He says he's moving out west. The west. The west. The west is a possibility. The sky is a possibility, too. The sky is a deep purple. Take my word for it. You can't see it from this window, but you can see it from the other window. You gag and choke at the thought of all this pollution. At the thought? What a boring idea. You know all this. I know all this. So what? The Indian waiter carries a grudge. But how can you be expected to know all this? How can you be expected to know all this when he doesn't even know anything about America? In America, you just naturally assume that people are out to get you because they are out to get you. They get you in the parks. They get you in the subway. They get you on West 57th Street. They get you angry. They get you hopped up. They get your goat. They get a lot of things they want, these Americans, and that's why we aren't really interested in what they want. It's what they don't want we're interested in. But I am not interested. I am an American, and I am proud, but I'm not necessarily proud of being an American. I must admit that at one point I was proud of this city, but now I can take it or leave it. I like fruit, and I especially like salad. One could live happily and healthily, I'm sure, eating nothing but salad. One could do a lot of things. One could blow up a city, this city, for example, and then leave town and head west. One could enter this city sometime during the summer, rent an apartment nearby, and practice the electric guitar all day. But I wouldn't do it. I'm very particular. I wouldn't want anyone to hear me practicing until I really knew I was sensational. But as soon as I am sensational, nothing, 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 no, not even you could ever stop me from wailing all through the day and all through the night. Non-stop. Today is a terrible day for the nation. I don't feel like getting up this morning. I'm a grouch. I have a headache. I hate the world. Fascism. Noise. Cat doo-doo. Air pollution. But I get up anyway to stretch, brush teeth, wash, turn on TV faces, turn on radio voices, get election returns, horrors, ah, no, 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 no. Read friendly mail from the West Coast. Think about moving there. Kiss my man good morning. Feed the guys. Curse into cereal. Have a cup of coffee. Go back to bed. Roll over. Stare at wall. Much time passes. I really don't feel like doing anything today. But I'm going to anyway, and you know why? Because all this aside, Mr. President, I really like getting up and doing things. Throw off pillow, throw back covers, put on tights, pull on boots, dress warmly, kiss goodbye, go out, walk down gloomy St. Mark's Place, 11 a.m., pause around corner on 3rd Avenue, wait, wait, wait some more, here it comes, step on bus, pay the boss, slip into seat, stare. People inside, not too interesting. What's out window, more interesting. Young, dark, and mean-looking cops going to cop school look up at me. Ladies going grocery shopping, don't. Little poodles, don't. Movie theaters, fast asleep, until I am too, boredom, until my stop, pull cord, get off. Oh, Avenue, with all your many attractions and buses, you too are living here in America's most exciting city on this historically important day, while I'm just passing through on my way to the monument. Fast-speaking woman. I'm a shouting woman. I'm a speech woman. I'm an atmosphere woman. I'm an airtight woman. I'm a flesh woman. I'm a flexible woman. I'm a high-heeled woman. I'm an automobile woman. I'm a mobile woman. I'm an elastic woman. I'm a necklace woman. I'm a silk scarf woman. I'm a know-nothing woman. I'm a know-it-all woman. I'm a day woman. I'm a doll woman. I'm a sun woman. I'm a late afternoon woman. I'm a clock woman. I'm a wind woman. I'm a white woman. I'm a silver light woman. I'm an amber light woman. I'm an emerald light woman. I'm a thought woman. I'm a creator woman. I'm a waiting woman. I'm a ready woman. I'm an atmosphere woman. I'm the morning star woman. I'm the heaven woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. They say it's like softness there. They say it's like day. They say it's like dew. I'm a lush woman. I'm a solo woman. I'm a sapphire woman. I'm a stay-at-home woman. I'm a butterfly woman. I'm a traveling woman. I'm a hitchhike woman. I'm a hitching post woman. I'm a sun woman. I'm the coyote woman. I won't be home. I'll be back. I'm a justice woman. It's not sadness. No, it's not a lie. I'm the Southern Cross woman. I'm a moon woman. I'm a day woman. I'm a doll woman. I'm a dew woman. I'm a lone star woman. I'm a loose ends woman. I'm a pale coast woman. I'm a mainstay woman. I'm a rock woman. I'm a horse woman. I'm a monkey woman. I'm a chipmunk woman. I'm the mountain woman. I'm the blue mountain woman. I'm a marsh woman. I'm a jungle woman. I'm the lady in the lake. I'm the lady in the sand. Flowers that clean, water that cleans, flowers that clean as I go. I'm a bird woman. I'm a book woman. I'm a devilish clown woman. I'm a holy clown woman. I'm a whirling dervish woman. I'm a playful light woman. I'm a fast speaking woman. I'm a witch woman. I'm a beggar woman. I'm a shade woman. I'm a shadow woman. I'm a leaf woman. I'm a leaping woman. I'm a green plant woman. I'm a green rock woman. I'm a rest stop woman. I'm a city woman. I long for the country. I get on the airplanes and fly away. I know how to work the machines. I'm a sighing woman. I'm a singing woman. I'm a sleeping woman. I'm a muscle woman. I'm a music woman. I'm a mystic woman. I'm a cactus woman. It's not strange. No, it's not a lie. I'm the tunnel woman. I'm the terrible woman. I'm the tree woman. I'm the trembling woman. I'm the treacherous woman. I'm the touchy woman. Flowers that clean, water that cleans, flowers that clean as I go. I'm an impatient woman. I've got the right of way. I'm the baby woman. I'll cry. I'm the wireless woman. I'm the nervous woman. I'm the wired woman. I'm the purple woman. I'm the purple light woman. I'm the speckled light woman. I'm the sugar light woman. I'm the hurried woman. I'm the girl with the unquenchable thirst. Flowers that clean as I go. Water that cleans. Flowers that clean as I go. Hey, you there. Hey, you there, boss. I'm talking. I'm the river woman. I'm the singing river woman. I'm the clear water woman. I'm the cleansing woman. I'm the clay woman. I'm the glazed woman. I'm the stone woman. I'm the stone tooth woman. I'm the woman with bones. I'm the fossil woman. I'm the soft flesh woman. I'm the doe-eyed woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. They say it's like softness there. They say it's like land. They say it's like day. They say it's like dew. I'm the silk woman. I'm the cloth woman. I'm the silver cloth woman. I'm the gold cloth woman. I'm the weaving woman. I'm the woman with colorful thread. I'm the fiber woman. I'm the fleeing woman. I'm the night woman. I'm the black night woman. I'm the night without a moon. I'm the angel woman. I'm the white devil woman. I'm the green skin woman. I'm the green goddess woman. I'm the woman with arms. I'm the woman with wings. I'm the woman with sprouts. I'm the woman with leaves. I'm the branch woman. I'm the meat woman. I'm the red meat woman. I'm the fish woman. I'm the blue fish woman. I'm the woman with scales. I'm the woman with fins. I'm the swimming woman. I'm the sunfish woman. Water that cleans. Flowers that clean as I go. I'm the moss woman. I'm the velvet moss woman. I'm the woman with vines. I'm the woman with thorns. I'm the needle woman. I'm the pine needle woman. I'm the science woman. I'm the mistaken woman. I'm the inexorable woman. I'm the explorer woman. That's how it looks when you go to heaven. They say it's like softness there. They say it's like land, like day, like dew. I'm the taxi woman.
I'm the tactile woman. I'm the ductile woman. I'm the fierce woman. I'm the tiger woman. I'm the woman with claws. I'm the closed circuit woman. I'm the muddy bank woman. I'm the big-footed woman. I'm the big-hearted woman. I'm the left road woman. Water that cleans. Flowers that clean. Water that cleans as I go. I'm the heavy paint woman. I'm the patina woman. I'm the matinee woman. I'm the busy woman. I'm the pants woman. I'm the beads woman. I'm the stone beads woman. I'm the belt woman. I'm the money belt woman. I'm the passport woman. I'm the woman with the weight on her shoulders. I'm the woman with the weight on her back. I'm the old woman. I'm the stooped over woman. I'm the barefoot woman. I'm the dark-eyed woman. I'm the raven dark woman. I'm the jet black woman. I'm the slippery eel woman. I'm the princess woman. I'm the serpent woman. I'm the sliding woman. Water that cleans, flowers that clean as I go. I'm the sensible woman. I'm the senseless woman. I'm the sleepy woman. I'm the sleeping bag woman. I'm the rash woman. I'm the hush woman. I'm the floating woman. I'm the gypsy woman. I'm the rain woman. I'm the rainy season woman. I'm the lady from 29 Palms. I'm the volcano woman. I'm the pressure woman. I'm the coal woman. I'm the fuel woman. I'm the fire woman. I'm the fire eater woman. I'm the spaced out woman. I'm the spaced in woman. I'm the woman with the walking shoes. I'm the woman with the straw hat. I'm a fast speaking woman. I'm a fast rolling woman. I'm a rolling speech woman. I'm a rolling water woman. I know how to shout. I know how to sing. I know how to lie down.
Wow.
Yeah. There we go.
That was fast.
And she's a woman.
She's all sorts of woman.
I'm still not a woman. I'm Steve Cato.
That's right. You are.
This is Nicholas Miller.
Also not a woman.
Not lately, at least. No.
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 There was that great bit in the middle there that almost made me want to play guitar again.
Oh, yeah. The bit about wailing and how... Yeah, but my favorite part about that was the way she said the word sensational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wasn't going to do it so people could hear me unless I was sensational.
Yeah.
It was really nice the way she said that.
Yeah. Music can do that. It can make you feel something other things can't make you feel, right, Steve?
Like wanting to do music?
Yeah. Or like a sense of excitement.
Oh, well, sadly, excitement is a feeling I've never known.
I was pretty excited last episode.
It was good.
There was that fish song bouncing around in my head.
Yeah, you were really something else last week. And this week, things are much more sophisticated in here, really. Just got Solomon over there in the corner, reading a book even. Things are really mature.
Yeah, I think it's even a technical journal.
Yeah, it's actually a issue of an FM transmitter sort of technical publication. Mm-hmm. It's a hobbyist radio publication there.
Yeah, but seriously, it's great to have a woman like Anne Waldman on the show.
No kidding. What kind of a woman? What a great woman.
A wonderful woman.
We think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, everyone, for listening to Anne Waldman performing here on K-Chung Radio.
That's right.
This is The Talking Show. We hope you tune in next week for another riveting performance.
That's right.
Thanks, Steve.
It's going to be amazing next week. Just you wait to see what we have in store for you.
But for now, rest your pretty little heads for the work day tomorrow.
Yes, it's another bright Thursday in Los Angeles tomorrow, folks, so... prepare thine selves.
Good night.
Good night.